Morning. Today's daf in Nazir is Lamed Tes. We thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is long as Zechon Ishmael's Libra Gavriela Bashmuel. We start today in the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. Stam Nazir Lamed Yom. Familiar ring to this Mishnah is that if a person dedicates himself to be a Nazir and does not stipulate the number of days that he's going to be a Nazir for, so he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. You'll recall that this is not the first time we've heard the Mishnah teach us this information. This Mishnah takes us all the way back towards the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Hei, right? Really one of the first Dafim of the Masechta. So there was a Mishnah, shortest Mishnah in, I'll say Shas, although I don't know if that's true. It's a short Mishnah, let's put it that way. Mishnah is made up of four words. One of them is a letter. The Mishnah back on Daf Hamad Av says, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom, that unspecified Nazirus term is going to be for 30 days. Although you remember in the Gemara, this takes us way back, the Gemara brought down a machlokes between Rav Masna and Bar Pada, exactly how long Nazirus is. I mean, after the Mishnah told us it's 30 days, what could we possibly debate? But if you remember, what we debated was whether or not it's 29 days or it's 30 days. 29 days, and we don't employ the rule of Mixas Yom Kikulo, or it's 30 days, and we do employ the rule of Mixas Yom Kikulo. That is the oversimplification of the Gemara that we saw back in Daf Hei. But anyway, okay, so just a good reminder of what we saw earlier in the Masechta. The Mishnah here tells us, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom, and obviously, the point the Mishnah is now making, this is a setup point, because we knew this already, and the Mishnah is setting ourselves up for the next point of the Mishnah. Now, let's say what happens is, someone comes along, either you yourself do it, even though you're not allowed to, you're a Nazir, or let's say list him, some bandits come over, and in addition to robbing you of your money, they also rob you of your hair. Right? They give you a shave. So it knocks off 30 days. Now, in order to understand this Mishnah, let's remind ourselves what we know already, but let's say it out loud. What is actually going to upset the count of a Nazir? So really, of the three Yisurim of a Nazir, only one thing's going to upset the count, and that is going to be Tumas Meis. The Torah describes when a Nazir becomes Tameh, so Yipul Yamim Rishonim. So the first days are going to go away. They're gone. So, fine, that's by Tumas Meis. But when it comes to either drinking wine or by getting a haircut, so despite the fact that shouldn't have done it, it's an issur in the Torah, you're going to get Malkus. We just got done discussing yesterday how you could potentially, over one grape, you could potentially be getting five different sets of Malkus, according to Abaye. You're going to be getting six sets of Malkus. So you're going to get Malkus. What you did is wrong, but it doesn't upset the count. Now, yes, it's true. We discussed earlier in the Masechta that for the Nazir who decides that he's going to be drinking during the Nazirus because he just can't help himself. So, yeah, we discussed earlier in the Masechta that there's a Knas to Rabbanon, that the rabbis impose that, you know, he's going to have to make up some of those days. And we had a Machlokas earlier in the Masechta, how many days he needs to make up. But Min HaTorah, the drinking of the wine and getting a haircut does not upset the Nazirus that he counted so far. And yet the Mishnah says that if they have a Nazir who declared himself to be a Nazir for 30 days, and then either he himself gave himself a haircut, or Gilchul list him, or not even him, somebody else gave him a haircut against his will, so he's got to count now 30 days anew. Now, why should that be? Right? Simple question. Right? It doesn't make sense in the sense that we know that the only thing that knocks off days counted is only Tumas Meis. Let's take a look at Tosos together, where Tosos addresses this very issue. It is the fourth Tosos on the Amud. Stam Nazir Lamed Yom, Tosos writes, Kvar Shaninu Zeh BeParakama, we already learned this in the first paragraph, I did it by Lemis Negilach, Shaguchu Listim, Sos Lamed Yom, Tini Nami Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Okay, so I borrowed the point from Tosos. I did not have an original thought. Rarely do I have an original thought. I borrowed the point from Tosos, which is that the Mishnah's first, the opening line of the Mishnah is just simply a setup for the rest of the Mishnah. Okay. So really, what I just learned is that I need to give proper credit to Tosos. The time of the Tosos Lamed Yom, but here we get to the part where I'd like to focus on, and that is the following. What happens now is that the Mishnah describes how now you're going to have to start again. Lamed Yom. Mishum debay nazir shiyala lo tiglachas shel mitzvah kidei sheyesaro gadel kefi sharayla gadel kistam nazirus. Here we go. So Toso says that, you know why you have to count again? It's not because you need to count again. You don't need to count again. Meaning, you counted, and your counting was a good count. The issue is, the problem is that the conclusion of your nazirus, you need hair. meaning part of the process of the concluding ceremony of the Nazir, so three karbanos, the shaving of your hair, the placement of the hair under the pot where the shlamim is being burnt, all that, so requires that you need hair. So it is not an issue of you needing to count again. You don't need to count again. You just simply need hair. How much hair do you need? The amount of hair that a stam Nazir would normally grow. Oh, now you understand the beginning of the Mishnah. Beginning of the Mishnah is telling us, Tam Nazirus Lamed Yom. Meaning that at the end of your Nazirus, you need 30 days of growth, because that's the minimum amount a person is going to be a Nazir. Because growth of 30 days is considered growth. So now, you get to your end of your Nazirus, and either you or somebody else shave your head, doesn't matter. Now the problem is, it's just a pragmatic issue. You simply don't have hair. And you need hair. Hair meaning hair connected to your body. You need hair in order to have the concluding ceremony of the Nazirus. Therefore, you have to wait 30 days. So, just to be now a little bit more specific and a little more, to do a little more critical reading of the Mishnah, the Mishnah's usage of the word Soser Lamed Yom, it's not like we saw earlier in the Masechta where it knocks off the days. It doesn't really knock off the days. It's just now an issue of you need to count 30 days, but not because of count, just simply because you need the hair, which takes 30 days to grow. Dehainu Shloshim. Now, Tosfos says, now consider, based on what we just learned now in Tosfos, Ma'ari Shegechu B'Yom Malo Sharei Im Gechu B'Chaf O Yoser Lami Yistar Sakol Eich Yachzor V'Yimne Mashemana Kvar. So Tosto says, now, based on this, we have to now say that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario in which, when did you get the haircut, or when did someone forcibly shave your head? On day 30. Because Tosto says, because think about it. Let's say someone came along and shaved your head on day 20. Now again, what does that mean? It means now, it didn't upset the previous days. It just happens to be that when you get to the end of your Nazirus, you need 30 days of growth. So here's what you're going to do. Someone shaves your head on day 20. You'll count the remaining 10 days. Now you've successfully counted, and now all you need is a 30-day growth. But you already now have, at day 30, 10 days of growth. So Tosto says, so what are you going to do now? All you need to do is just go another 20 more days, and you're fine. So Tosto thinks that our Mishnah that says that you lose all 30 days is only talking about a scenario where someone forcibly shaved your head on day 30. Okay, and he says this pshat is said over by the Balei HaTosfos. Okay, good. Okay, so an important point by Tosfos in our Mishnah, and it's not that cutting, getting a haircut is so serious yamim. It just simply means that you are required to grow your hair again. And again, the nafkamina would be that if somebody shaved your head not at the end of your Nazirus, but in the middle of your Nazirus, so you'll finish your count, and all those days of hair growth now are going to be counted towards, your 30-day growth. So if they're 15, or as we just got done discussing in Tosos, if there are 10 days remaining in your count, and someone shaved your head on day 20, so you finish counting till day 30, now you finish counting, and now you just have to wait 20 more days to allow the 30-day growth of hair.
What is
the
partnership?
Coming up, we're going to discuss.
Let's say so they do it on day 30, it's been 30 days, right? So when he's doing the second 30 days to grow his hair, do the other restrictions still apply to him?
No, right. So he's in a world of limbo, meaning he can drink wine and get a haircut, and cannot. He cannot do that. But in other words, but that's simply because he didn't. He needs a matir. He needs the karbanos at the end in order to permit it. On the other hand, he finished counting. So in other words, even if he were to go, let's see if I can put it this way. If he were to go to the cemetery after having his count, after finishing his count, it's not so there his days. In other words, he finished counting. Now, yes, it's true. He's going to have to get. He's going to get to the point of tahara in order to get to the concluding point of Nazirus, but he finished counting.
Yeah.
Right, correct. In other words, right, exactly. So now, Nazir Shigilach Mein Bezug Mein Betar, back to the Mishnah, a Nazir that cuts his hair, either with a Zug. Zug literally means a pair, means scissors, blade against blade. Mein Betar, he does it with a razor. O Shesif Sif, or let's say he vigorously rubs his head so that some of the hair falls out. Kol Shu Chayiv. So the Nazir is going to be Chayiv. In other words, the Nazir is prohibited, important word change. The nazir is prohibited from hair removal, period. And it doesn't matter how the hair gets removed, any which way in which he deliberately is removing hair off of his head, either with scissors or with a razor or manually, doesn't matter. The halacha is that he is in violation of his nazirus, despite regardless of how his hair is going to be removed. We start with the Gemara on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara over here asks a question which everyone in this room and listening knows the answer to the question, because the truth is really in the roots. However, and if you don't understand what I mean right now, you will understand momentarily. And in fact, the punchline to the Gemara is the truth is in the roots. But nevertheless, the Gemara is going to ask a question. And I think also, and although this is wild speculation on my part, I think also the Gemara knows the answer. It's just that the Gemara enjoys trying to bring proofs from various empirical data that is afforded to the Gemara at the time. Question, Ibailu, hi Mazia, your hair. The Aramaic word for hair is mazia. We're going to see that word a lot throughout our mesechta, as a lot of nazir has to do with hair. So, hai mazia, miletachas rabe o mile'el. How does that new hair grow? The two options are as follows. One way that new hair can grow, now again, we all know the answer, but just let's go with the Gemara as if, you know, we came from a different planet, we entered into this world, and we're making now the simple observation of, hey, you know, you wait a couple weeks and your hair grows a couple of inches. What? How does that new growth occur? Your two options are miletachas rabe. It grows from the root, grows from the source. In other words, the generation of new hair follicle actually is coming, or I should say new hair, not follicle, but new hair is coming from the root. And so that, and it's pushing up the old. So that means to say that the old hair is kind of like moving along, and the new hair is being grown at the root. That's one possibility. The other possibility, it says the Gemara, is Omela El. No, maybe the hair is pretty much staying in place. And what about that new growth? What about the fact that it extends? It's clearly growing. So the Gemara says that maybe that new growth is coming off the tip and not off the root. Okay, so again, a question that the Gemara is asking, which we all know the answer to, but the Gemara would like to bring proofs. Mamai nafkamina. But before we bring proofs, the Gemara says, why is this an important question? Meaning, it's biology, it's important. But in terms of halacha, what kind of ramifications are we talking about? So the Gemara says, well, let's say the following. Let's go to the scenario in our Mishnah, but with one big difference. And that is that these listim, who felt it to be hilarious to cut your hair, so they didn't cut your hair all the way down to the scalp, but what they did is that they gave you a really short haircut. However, every one of the hairs could be bent back to its root. This is the shear in the Gemara, which is kedei lachof rosho leikaro, where you could take your hair and bend it back to its root, so the hair is long enough. Now, when I say long enough, we're not talking about a lot of hair. It's basically not. It's not basically. It is a 7-day growth, meaning I know some people have a thicker, denser 7-day growth than others, but it's basically a 7-day growth. So, in a 7-day growth, your hair now is halachically long enough, and so what? So take a look at Tosus over here, where Tosus explains why this is so important. So Tosus ser melatachas rabe, mishar shom ikaruhu magbiya v'gadal mashe aser gadal mitamer v'ole. Hasamach l'rosh acher yamim yeh berachok om la'el rabe mirosh aser holech v'gadal. I'm sorry, no, I did not want that. I did that wrong. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let me read the Gemara, and then we'll go back to Tosfos. Okay, I did it wrong. We're talking about a scenario in which the listim came over. They shave your head, but they leave a 7-day growth. And so, therefore, what? So the Gemara says now, if the way the hair grows is that the new growth comes from the root, pushing up the old hair. So now, what did the listim successfully do? They took out your holy hair. Meaning, when you declared yourself to be a nazir, so you had some hair on your head, so that hair now has the status of kodesh. That hair has sanctity. sanctity in the sense that that's now your nazir hair. Now what happens is that 2 weeks, 1 week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, so along come the listim, and they grew out your hair, and your hair now is, you know, 3 weeks in, or could be 4 weeks into the naziris. But if it grows now from the root and keeps growing up, so all that hair from the root is quote unquote new hair. That old hair that you had, meaning the original hair that you had, is all the way now towards the tips, and along come the listim, and what do? They cut it off. So the Gemara says, if Iamar Melatachas Rabbe Naziris Hashakle. So that means that the listim took off your Naziris, the original growth. El Iamar Melal Rabbe, but if what happens is that what was removed, if the new growth is growing from the tips, and the listing come and they cut off your hair, but they leave a 7 day growth towards the bottom of your hair, towards the root of your hair. So that means now what they have left is the original hair that you originally designated as your nazir hair. So my da'aktish ha'ka'im, that which you were maktish is still there. So basically, the question now on the table is that, again, the basic question the Gemara wants to deal with is the biological reality of how does new hair grow? From the root or from the tip? Nafkamina, practical difference would be, is that let's say towards the end of your nazir, so along comes listim, they don't shave your head, but they give you a really close haircut, but there's still enough hair towards the root, which is basically 7 day growth. And now, if the new hair grows from the root, so this wasn't from your original naziris. If the new hair grows only from the tips, so this was from your original naziris. And now, okay, this is how I should have done it originally. And now we can ask the question. And so what? Now let's turn to Tosfos, where Tosfos explains. Iamar melatachas rabbi naziris hashakle klamar haser sheikdish biyam nizro zeh nalo vigilchu vezeh shesharei bo kedei lachov ein zeh miseir shehayalo mishas kabbalas nizira elat samech bo achar kein. Visosa, acharei shelo nishtayer me'osor ser shaya bekablas nizro. Because, says Tosfos, if the hair grows not from the tips, but rather from the roots, and that means that the original hair that you had at the time of the Naziris has now been cut off by the Nazirim, so now you don't have, quote-unquote, original Nazir hair. But Tosa says, but if the way that new hair grows is from the tip and not from the root, and along comes a listim and they give you a really close haircut, that hair remaining is from the original. And, says Tosa, the fact that it's a 7 day growth, the fact that I could take it and bend it back and have it touch its root, which is saying the same thing, it's a 7 day growth. So that is a sheer chashuv, that is a significant sheer. Meaning when you talk about hair, the very definition of hair, a 7 day growth of hair is considered hair. And despite the fact that you don't have a lot of hair remaining, but what you have remaining is a significant amount, the shear of a 7 day growth, and B, that's the hair from the time that you were maktish. Meaning if, and this is a huge if, and we know that this if is not true, but if new hair only grows from the tip and not from the root, this significant hair that's remaining is from the original Naziris. And therefore, taking A and B into account, now you can go to the conclusion of your Naziris, and you can go now right away to the conclusion. Even though you don't have a 30-day growth, but what you do have is hair from the original Naziris when you were Makdish, and because it's a 7-day growth, it's still the length of a 7-day growth, so therefore it is significant. It's considered ser, it's considered hair. Okay, those are two. That obviously is predicated on an if, and an if, as we already pointed out, that's not true. But if that's true, the Gemara says, so then that would be a big nafkamina. I mean, that would be a big application. Tashma, the Gemara says, now that we raised the question, so let's see. This is going to be an unusual tashma, unusual series of tashmas. Usually when the Gemara says tashma, come and see, come and learn, what we normally do is we go to Mishnayos and Brisos throughout Shas in order to prove a point. Here the question we're asking is really a biological reality. And as such, so the Gemara now is going to basically do scientific study, meaning let's make some simple observations about the natural world around us, and through those simple observations, let's see whether or not hair grows from the root or from the tip. Meha inva chaya dekayim beikva debinasa. Because Gemara says, let's start off with the world of lice. So you notice that you have lice in your hair, God forbid. But if you have lice in your hair, so those darn lice, so they stay by the root all the time. Oh, why do they stay by the root all the time? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why they stay by the root all the time. Because it must be that the new growth is only growing from the tip and not from the root. Okay. So this is why, right now an attempted observation of the natural world around us, and it would seem to suggest that new hair grows from the tip. So the Gemara says, because if new hair was growing from the root, shouldn't the lice basically keep growing outward as the hair itself is growing outward? So the Gemara says, Lola mitachas rabbi. The Gemara says, again, that's good, but that's not enough empirical evidence. Because even though we're going to still argue that the hair grows from the root, v'agav chiyus anachas v'azel invei, but what happens is that the lice are alive, they're alive and well, and what they do is they keep climbing their way back down to the root of the hair. So in other words, yeah, if they just let inertia at work, so the lice would be quote-unquote growing with the hair away from the scalp. But what they enjoy doing is they enjoy the warmth, the moisture of the scalp. They like the scalp. So they keep climbing towards the scalp. Tashma. The Gemara says, okay, let's try to bring another proof. Inva mesa beresha debinisa. So the Gemara says, well, what if the lice were dead? If the lice were dead, so now they don't have the ability to climb back down. And meanwhile, we generally find that dead lice is still proximate to the scalp. So once again, using some simple empirical data, it would seem like that the new hair is growing not from the root, but rather from the tip. Because what really should be happening is, if hair is growing from the root, is that it should be found by the scalp. So So the Gemara says, well, you can make the argument that because these lice don't have any life anymore, so they basically fall back down towards the root. Okay, so once again, the Gemara says it's not enough empirical data. Tashma mi bluris dekushim. So the Gemara says, okay, well, we have the bluris. The bluris, if you're not familiar, Gemara discusses it pretty often, and that is that there was basically a hairstyle in which you shaved off almost all your hair, leaving one patch of hair to grow, and leaving that one patch of hair to grow long. Okay, so, and that one patch of hair that grows long is not just a patch of hair, but they let it grow really long, and then they braid it. Okay, so a style. So, debasta megadlan la rafya melatachas. Now, this hair, which is permanently braided, so the Gemara says, once again, let's make a simple observation, and that is that even though this hair is braided permanently, as it grows out, you'll find that by the root of the hair, that area is unbraided. Oh, so it must be that the new growth is growing not from the tips, but rather from the roots. So the Gemara says, how do you explain that? So hasamnami, I did the kimtahi mi shechva derafya. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we can explain that in the following manner. Maybe it could be that the loosening of the braid is not because the new growth is being generated from the roots, but maybe because they sleep and their head is right by the pillow, and they're applying a lot of pressure to the base of that braid, and maybe that's why that area loosens over there, but not because of an explanation of new growth. Okay, so good. So you talk about real scientific methodology, meaning you're trying to ascertain a reality, and the Gemara is recognizing, right, that there are multiple explanations for any given reality, and the Gemara says, good. So we're looking at a reality, but that doesn't mean that we know the explanation, we know the reason why. Tashma, the Gemara says, Mitzarkarta derafya amra. Malatachas. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Because the lip, after the growth of the shaft of the hair,
Correct. Could it be it slides back down? Tashma, the Gemara says, Mitzakarta deraf yamra, milatachas. So the Gemara says, and once again, this is now basically where we all would have gone to try to resolve the issue. And that is, look what happens when we place a red mark on an animal. Okay, right, when doing the mitzvah of Maisa Behema, so we know that the 10th animal is going to get a red mark. Good. So basically, we're dyeing their hair. Now, all you have to do is just leave the animal and let the hair grow out a little bit. And you'll notice that by the roots of the new growth, so it's not red. Oh, okay, good. And the Gemara says, Vistu, Katsave, Savya, Diknon, Chivrin. So, and you'll notice that when people dye their beards, and their beards are white, and they dye it, Ikve Nimhon. So, you're right. Chivrin Ikve Nimhon. And the Gemara says that basically the truth is in the roots. In other words, good. So you dyed your beard black, even though your beard is really white. You'd like to look a little bit younger. The Gemara is not condoning. The Gemara is not saying that it's okay for Jewish men to do so. In fact, just as a side, it's a discussion. It's a question as to whether or not Jewish male can dye his hair. Might be a violation of lo silbash, of a man not dressing like a woman not dressing like a man. It's not a black and white issue, but it's an issue, and you need to consult rabbinic counsel on this issue. In the meantime, however, the Gemara is just pointing out that it speaks to a reality that the new hair is growing from the roots, not from the tips. Shema minah l'tachas rabbi, shema minah. The Gemara says good. So after going over some basic natural observation, Gemara says we could explain other natural observations in one of two ways, but in terms of the dying of the hair and observing that the roots themselves are not dyed, so clearly the new growth is coming from the root, not from the tips. Okay, so when all said and done, we asked the question, we now know the answer. How does new hair grow, from the tips or from the roots? Answer, new hair grows from the roots. Now, back to our original question. Our original question on the Gemara was, what were to happen, what would be the case if somebody comes along and shaves your head while you're a Nazir? And let's say if we're getting close to the conclusion of the Nazirus, and somebody comes along and shaves your head, but leaves over a week's worth of growth, meaning does not shave it to the scalp, but gives you just a really close haircut, and leaves you a week's worth of growth. So now, what happened to the original hair when you were makdish? So he took it off, because that's the new growth is coming from the root, not from the tip. So he took it off. So now it should be that, the question that we asked, do you need to wait? The answer should be, yes, you need to wait. The Gemara says, now all that considered, Allah Tanya. Let's now consider the following brisa. Top of Lama Tetzel Medbeis, two lines down. Nazir Sheguchu, listen, Vishar Book of the Alach of Rosh Leikaro, Eino Soser. If we have a Nazir where along comes bandits and robs them, an insult to injury, gives them a haircut, a short haircut, a crew cut, leaves enough hair so that the hair can bend back to its root. Again, what we're going to call a 7-day growth. The Braisa concludes by saying, "Ain't no soster, you're good." The Isagadachim Latachas Rabbi Listor. So the Gemara now says, "I don't understand. What do you mean? It's not soster. It should be soster, because all new growth of the hair comes from the root, not from the tips. That means that what the Listim cut off was your original hair that you were makdish at the time when you were a nazir, and so therefore you don't have any more original hair." So all you have now is a 7-day growth, a 7-day growth of quote-unquote new Nazir hair. And that's not enough, like we said in the beginning of this year. In order for a 7-day growth to be sufficient, it A, has to be 7-day growth, and B, has to be part of the original hair, but this is not. So the Gemara says, how do you understand this brisa? So the Gemara says, kigon sheguchu achem alos. So the Gemara says, well, the way to understand this brisa could be understood as follows. It could be that really what happened is that you got the haircut after your malos, after you finished counting. Umani Rebbe Eliezer hi. And it could be that the author of the brisa is Rebbe Eliezer, damar kol achem alos, zayin soser. Rebbe Eliezer is of the opinion that after you finish counting, and then someone comes along and gives you a haircut, so you only need to wait 7 days to get to a 7-day growth. My time of the Rebbe Lazi Yalei Taglachas Tarim Taglachas Tuma, and the reason for Rebbe Eliezer is because of a limud. He learns. Excuse me. Mati Glachas Tuma Shiva After Glachas Tara Shiva. Just like the Tiglachas done in a state of Tuma is for 7 days, so too the Tiglachas Tara is going to be 7 days. The Kimlul Rabbanan calls Zayin Yomen Asya Mazik Kedeluch of Rosh Leikaro. And the assumption which we've been operating with the entire time, but now the Gemara just simply spells it out, and that is that the rabbis basically studied, researched, and after amassing all their data, they came to the conclusion that a 7 day growth is the general typical time that it takes for hair to grow to the point where I could take the hair, bend it back, and have the tip touch back to the root. The new hair is kadosh. The point that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is it's a special limud, meaning it's without the limud, it's very difficult to understand. Just like a nazir tamei only needs to wait 7 days, so too a nazir tar only needs to wait 7 days. Now, the comparison between the two is a very strange comparison. Meaning, the Nazir Tamei, why is he waiting 7 days? He's waiting 7 days because that's the amount of time that it takes for him to be Matayer from the Tumah that he got himself into. The Nazir Tahor has nothing to do with Tumah. Meaning, he just finished his count, and then, for whatever reason, his hair got shaved off. So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, just like the Nazir Tamei needs to wait 7 days, so too the Nazir Tahor needs to wait 7 days. There's no... If it were left to logic and reason, there's no reason why I would compare those two halachas. But Rabbi Eliezer says we have a limud. Rabbi Eliezer therefore says that if he finishes his count and then he got a haircut, so then he only needs to wait, haircut meaning a shave, so then he only needs to wait 7 days. I can't rationally explain it, but it's a limud based on that just like another time he needs to wait 7 days. Good. Ad Khan, that takes us to the end of the sugya. So basically, let's recap. So now we go back to our Mishnah, where our Mishnah taught us that a person who either himself gave himself a shave or had somebody else shave him, and he's approaching the end of his nazirus. So the Mishnah says that so lam yom, it takes off and knocks out 30 days. As we explained back in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean that it upsets his count. It really doesn't upset his count. It just happens to be that there's a pragmatic issue that the Nazir has to conclude his Nazirus with a 30-day growth. The Torah instructs the Nazir to grow out his hair. Obviously, while he's counting, his hair is growing out, but for whatever reason, the hair doesn't grow. I'm sorry, the hair grows. If for whatever reason, the hair is not there at the end, i.e., he or somebody else shaved it off, so you have to wait for a 30-day count. The Gemara then had a question regarding does hair grow? Does hair grow from the root or from the tip? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, in a strange scenario in which he grew his hair out during his Naziris, and then someone comes along and doesn't shave him, but simply gives him a very close haircut, but leaving a 7 day growth, leaving enough hair where the tips can be bent back to its root, that amount of hair is considered significant. And if over here, being both in capital letters, I and F, and if hair were to be growing from the tips and not from the roots, so then what's remaining is going to be original hair, and so then he would not have to wait the 30 days as instructed in our Mishnah. However, the Gemara, although that would be true, but it's based on a premise that's simply not true. Hair doesn't grow from the tips, it grows from the roots, and so therefore what's remaining is not original hair, and so therefore he too would have to wait in order to conclude. And then the Gemara quoted at the end that there is a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, which we're going to use in order to explain the Braisa, and that is that after Malos, meaning if he count 30 days, and then somebody after the conclusion of his count, and then somebody gave him a haircut, a close haircut, or even a shave, as long as he has a 7 day growth, that's enough in order to conclude his Nazirus, according to Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. It could be, right, so this part I don't know, meaning it could be the Rebbe doesn't hold of it, as a possibility, or, okay, could be, I don't know. Let's finish up the daf today. Nazir shegilach bein betar bein bezugo shesifse kol shuchayv tana rabbanon. The Gemara now is going to quote a brisa discussing more than this topic of what if a nazir were to remove hair off of his head and would be when you would have a liability. So again, we already know from the Mishnah that a liability is going to come about if he shaves or even with scissors or even manually plucks his hair out or just simply vigorously rubs his hair. We will discuss a little bit later on, can a nazir comb his hair? That's a discussion that's coming up. Now, it's not today. It's coming up shortly in the daf. Nazir shegilcha ben betar ben bezug. I'm sorry, Tana Rabbanan. Tar ein li'el atar. The Torah describes a nazir shaving his hair with a razor. So, that would seem to indicate that the prohibition for a nazir is only to shave his head with a razor. Talash, mirate, sifsef, kolshehu. What if he plucks out his hair? What if he uses tweezers? What if he vigorously rubs his hair? Minayin, how do I know that such a nazir would be in violation of the Torah and the prohibition of hair removal for a nazir? Tamalomer, kadoshia gadol perasei arosho, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, we know that the Torah says that his hair has to be in a state of growth. And from the implication of what the nazir is supposed to do, so therefore, by implication, we now know that any time he's going to stunt that growth, either by removing the hair in any manner, either by tweezers or manually or with scissors, or doesn't matter. Anytime there's hair removal, it's a violation of what he should be doing, which is growing his hair out. Kadosh Yega Dol Peres Deir Rosho. Div Rav Yoshi. Rav Yonasan Omar Tar Enli El Atar. Miri Telsha Sifse Koshu Pater. So according to Rav Yonasan, the Torah's prohibition for the Nazir is only with a razor. And it's only with a razor. If he plucks his hair out using tweezers or manually or rubbing his hair, so he's going to be Pater. Pater meaning shouldn't do it, but not subject to a liability. So the Gemara says, now what is he going to do with the positive commandment of growing out his hair? So the Gemara says, well, what he's going to do with that is to teach us that if he shaves his hair with a razor, so now he just violated a ase and a los ase. The los ase, the Torah says, don't shave your hair with a razor. The ase, meaning the Torah says you have to grow it out, by virtue of the fact that he now shaved off his hair, so now obviously it's not grown out. He was mevato the mitzvah saseh. Tanyirich, the Gemara quotes another brayso, tari en li'el atar. Talosh mirei tzitzit kol shehu minayin tam alomer le'yavor rosho. The Torah says, lo ya'avor rosho, nothing should pass over his head. Meaning, he shouldn't do anything to his head in order to remove hair. Me'achash asofa l'shofen l'rabbos kol davar ma'atam alomer tar lo ya'avor rosho. So, if that's so why mention razor when ultimately, or when all said and done, any form of hair removal is going to be prohibited? So lefisha l'aman l'teglachas ha'achrona shiyeh betar l'amdo mimetzara. I'm sorry. Lefisha l'aman l'teglachas ha'achrona. So it's coming to teach us the method in which he needs to do it at the end. Meaning, when the nazir gets to the end, so then, not only is he allowed to shave his hair, but he must shave his hair. Meaning, that's the mitzvah for the nazir to do at the end. How is he to do it? So he's to do it with a razor. And how do we know that? That's why the Torah uses the word tar. And then we'll stop over here, although we're in the middle of a sentence. What the Gemara then is going to go on to discuss is that there could have been other avenues that would have arrived us to this conclusion, but the Gemara says, but for various reasons, those other avenues don't work. They're one-way streets, if you will, going in the wrong direction. So that they just simply don't work, and that's why this is the tar mentioned in the Isser of the Nazir is going to teach us about the tar that the Nazir uses at the very end. Okay, we'll stop over here, and tomorrow we'll pick it up at the very bottom, taking us to Daf Mem. Just a quick recap, we did the Mishnah today. Mishnah mentioned two halachas. Number one, he gets a shave or a haircut, either by himself or by somebody else, so he's going to have to wait 30 days. The reason being, says Tosfos, is because you need a growth of hair at the conclusion of your Nazirus. The Mishnah then mentions, the second point of the Mishnah is that any hair removal for a Nazir would incur a liability if done intentionally, subject to Malkus. Then what we discussed over the course of our Gemara today is First, a question of nature. How does hair grow? From the rips, or from the, I just combined the two words. From the roots or from the tips? Gemara's conclusion, based on natural observation, is that it grows from the roots and not from the tips. Gemara says it would have been a nafkamina, but it grows from the roots, and therefore it's not a nafkamina. What happens after the malos, after the count? Somebody comes along and shaves your head, leaving a 7-day growth. The Gemara says that the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that you don't need to wait the 30 days. The 7-day growth after the malos is going to be good enough for your concluding nazir karbanos. The Mishnah, right? Question was asked: does the Mishnah subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer? I don't know. Hard to know. And I tell you the truth, I didn't look it up. Anyway, and the last thing we discussed today was the Nazir's hair removal. There is a machlokis tanayim as to whether or not there is a liability, meaning for sure, for the Nazir, you cannot remove his hair neither with a razor nor with any other item, even manually. Cannot remove his hair off of his head. However, when is there going to be a malchus liability, a malchus punishment? So to that, there's a machlokis tanayim. The opinion of Rabbi Yonasan, which is also clearly the opinion of our Mishnah as well, is that if a Nazir were to remove his hair with anything, even his own hands, so he's subject to Malkus if he does so intentionally, and he goes through the due process of Eidim Asra, etc., etc. Tomorrow we pick it up.